Networks harness the power of generosity. The rich and powerful understand the power of networks. McDonald's is a network of hamburger stands linked throughout the world. General Motors is a network of car dealerships throughout America. Exxon is an oil company with oil fields, tankers, pipelines, and gas stations linked throughout the world. If the rich and powerful use networks, shouldn't you? Safeway is a chain of food stores that distributes food throughout the country. CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, PBS, CBN are very powerful communication networks. Rich Dad said, if you want to be rich, you must build networks and link your network with other networks. The reason it's easy to become rich through networks is because it's easy to be generous through networks. Networks are people, businesses, or organizations that you are generous with because you support them and they support you. Networks are powerful forms of leverage. If you want to be rich, build a network and network with other networks. Our business plan for RichDad.com is based on networking. Today we network with AOL, Time Warner, Time Life, PBS, publishers in 40 different countries, many church organizations, and several network marketing companies. We work together to make each other stronger and more viable, as well as wealthier. There is a give and take, a sharing of strengths and minimizing of weaknesses that make us all stronger. We have found that through being cooperative and focused on making sure the people we do business with do well financially, we grow exponentially. I have noticed that individuals or businesses that primarily focus only on making themselves rich or taking more than they give do not make good network partners. I have noticed that people who want only to take and are only concerned about themselves often have to work harder and earn less in the long run. Additionally, I have met so many people who form a business by borrowing money or raising capital from friends, family, and other investors. They immediately rent a big office, buy a fancy car, and pay themselves huge salaries from investors' capital rather than from income from the business. Because the investors' capital is mismanaged, and there is still no income, they then try to pay the business, their employees, and specialists as little as possible. In such ventures, it is often the investor that gets stuck with the bill, as was the case with many dot-com startups. Rich Dad said to his son and me, "The people who must get paid first ultimately get paid the least. The business owner should pay himself last, because he is in business to build an asset. If he is in business for the big paycheck, he should not be in business. He should be looking for a job. If the business owner has done a good job at paying everyone else to build his asset, the asset should be worth far more than he could ever have paid himself." Rich Dad said, "Most people are not in the world of business to build or acquire assets. Most people are in the world of business as employees or self-employed specialists because they want a paycheck. This is one of the main reasons that less than 5% of the U.S. population is rich. Only 5% of the population realize the value of assets over money." Rich Dad also said, "The business owner, or entrepreneur, gets the big bucks at the end of the day because he or she must be the most generous at the start of the day. The business owner takes the most risks and also gets paid last. If they have done a good job, the amounts of money can be staggering. That is why when starting any business I work for free. I work for free because I want the big money at the end of the day." A final word on generosity. During the dot-com mania, there was much talk about old economy businesses and new economy businesses. Regardless if the business is old economy or new, all successful business and individuals must follow certain age-old principles and laws. Generosity falls under the age-old law of reciprocity. It is the law that states, "Give and you shall receive." It is not a law that states receive and then you give. It is a law that has survived the test of time and it will survive the test of the future. Today, more than ever before, it is very important to want to look out after yourself and your loved ones. But if you want to be rich, you must first think about serving the needs of as many people as you can. It's the law. Rich Dad believed in the law of reciprocity and in the idea that being generous was the best way to becoming very, very rich. It was his context on life, and his actions were in integrity with his context. Not only did Rich Dad believe in being generous by serving more and more people, he also believed in being generous with his money. In that line of thinking, he truly believed in the power of tithing, or the power of giving money. That is why Rich Dad gave generously to his church, charities, and schools. He gave money because he wanted more money. He would often say, "God does not need to receive, but humans need to give." If you have a hard time giving money, you may want to start giving a little at a time on a regular basis. Each time you give, you will hear your context or your reality speaking loudly to you. The moment you give, if only a dollar, to your church or favorite charity, your world has changed. The moment you sincerely build a business or invest to increase your service to more people, you have forever increased your chances of becoming extremely wealthy and retiring rich and retiring young.